A recently published interactive map online allows users to take a look at hunger in America county by county. On the map from Feeding America, the darker your county, the higher the rate of food insecurity. The hungriest counties are along the Mississippi River in Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana. But some counties in our region show up dark on the map as well. The darkest is Siskiyou County. With a food insecurity rate of 19.6%, it is the hungriest county in either state. Just for comparison, the national rate is 13.4%. The high rate in Siskiyou County is no surprise to our guest. Denise Spade was one of the people at Siskiyou Food Assistance in Weed. Denise, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Any particular surprise in getting that information from the national folks at Feeding America?
No, absolutely not. We have such a high rate of poverty and then just a high level of cost for groceries in that county. So there's been a food gap there that's been a problem for quite some time. I couldn't tell you when it started, but it's been quite some time.
So that's an interesting, I mean, it figures that the food insecurity rate is going to track fairly closely with the poverty rate, and you can disabuse me of that notion if I'm wrong about it, but the high rate of cost of groceries, what accounts for that?
I'll tell you, there's been a little bit of a delay in when they collected this information, and there has been one store that opened in Weed that is helping. We have a grocery outlet there now. But before that, we just had two other stores that, and I can't tell you why they decide to have the cost of their groceries so high, but some people were out of food by the middle of the month, you know, so after that time of the month, we got so busy. We served sometimes 100 families and a few times 120 families a week.
All right, you're right about that being a bit of a lag in the numbers. I should have pointed out at the top that these are numbers for 2015, so it's for the entire calendar year of 2015. 2016 doesn't show up in these numbers. Siskiyou Food Assistance has been around for more than 30 years now. Can you give us a sketch of your programs and what you do?
Yeah, we do a couple of things. We do emergency food boxes for people, which are designed to be about a 3-day supply of food and, within the adequate type of portion sizes. But, excuse me. And they're all balanced nutritionally. I'm an RN, and that was my personal motivation for doing this, is to make sure that the neighbors around me had at least adequate nutrition when they were given emergency food. And so they can pick, you know, whatever canned vegetables they want. They can pick whatever canned fruits they want. All of our fruits are packed in either low sugar or just fruit juice. I'm sorry. and then we always have adequate proteins, even for vegans, and then some miscellaneous items. Beside all that, they get fresh produce. Thanks to General Produce in Mount Shasta, they donate sometimes between 800 to 1,500 pounds of number 2 produce. And we have a great team of volunteers that go through all that and just make it look like a beautiful farmer's market. So when people are waiting, you know, once they pick out what things they want on their list, we have volunteers that put that box together, and while they're waiting, they can go through the produce line and pick out fresh produce as well. And that's really important to us. We also have a program for produce only. So if you don't need an emergency box, which we're limited with our current funding to only providing 8 of those a year, people can come in and get produce every week. And so among the people that have been with us for a few years, they have found that they're using vegetables more often, more fresh vegetables. They know what to do with them now. So that program's actually gotten more popular. So, you know, we're kind of looking for some local farmers and just home gardeners to kind of help us with that program and donate maybe what they have extra. Besides that, we also give out USDA commodities, which is now called EFAP, or Emergency Food Assistance Program, and that happens every other month in our county. Just because of how large it is, it's more feasible for the amount of dollars that the administering agency has to spend to get all the food around. So besides that, we have a community dehydrator that's it's a commercial size unit with about 20 shelves, and anybody in the community can use that. And so if they have fruit trees or whatever, or access to somebody's garden that can't use everything, they can come in and dry the foods for no cost and just come in and make sure that's preserved for them to use at a later time. So that's kind of what we have going on for now. We would like to add hot meals in the future, but we have some facility issues to work out before that.
And how about staffing? How are you well covered for paid staff versus volunteers and that sort of thing?
We're all volunteers.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and I can see there's some careful planning involved on both sides of the transaction. I mean, if people can only get emergency food boxes for 3 days supply 8 times a year, then you have to portion things out fairly carefully, and they have to be careful with what they have on their end.
Yeah. Some people really try to, you know, plan it with around the, when the commodities boxes are available, and those that don't get to choose what's in them, but it's still, you know, a box that they can help. That can help stretch things out, and then the produce, like I said. So, you know, some people are very careful about doing it. And then also, this isn't our program, but it's available in all of Siskiyou County. From, I think it's the Salinas area, there's so much produce being grown there that the market can't absorb it all. And I guess it had been being dumped. So now there's a program through the commodities network where we get, and in fact, tomorrow is our first distribution for the summer. A big semi-truck full of produce, and they just kind of drop it off, and people can just show up with their own bags or boxes and pick out as much produce as they can use. And so, you know, we have that as well. So, you know, when people, you know, are very careful about that, some of them, and it's helpful, you know.
We're talking about hunger in California and in Oregon, for that matter, too. The most food insecure county that shows up on the new interactive map from Feeding America for, and it's based on numbers from 2015, shows Siskiyou County the most food insecure county in either state at 19.6% food insecurity rate. The national rate, 13.4%. Several counties not very far behind, though. Del Norte at 17.8, Humboldt at 18.2, Shasta at 18, and Trinity at 18.2. So food insecurity fairly well distributed across Northern California. Oregon's number is just slightly lower than that. Josephine County topping the list at 16.5%. Denise Spade is with Siskiyou Food Assistance in Weed. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Give us a sense, Denise, of what the trend has been in people using the services of Siskiyou Food Assistance in recent years.
When I first took over as director in 2013, we were feeding about 300 families a year, and that's gone up 100 families every year since then. And, you know, part of that is we're doing a better job of getting the word out. And but, you know, there are that many people that still need us. We're still finding pockets of people that are unreached without knowing about our services. And, you know, we're serving only the South County. There's two other food banks serving the North County as well. So, you know, we're not the only ones, but we work together to try to make sure whatever abundance one gets, you know, that it's spread out among the others.
And did the Bowles fire have any particular effect on the demand for services at Siskiyou Food Assistance, since you are based in Weed?
Oh, it did. We lost our pantry in the fire, mm-hmm. and we were being housed by the Great Northern Services Company. There had been a duplication of services where we both had kind of a mediocre pantry at that time, so we just joined services, and they gave us free rent to close this duplication. So they also lost their pantry or their warehouse with all the food that was stored in there. So yes, people needed food more than ever, and both of the food resources were destroyed at that time. So a third party of mostly Rotarians came in and started the Bowles Fire food distribution, because food was being sent to us from all over the country, and so they were able to kind of get that logistically set up, and, you know, get, you know, kind of a location set up where people could come in and collect the food, because people also lost their power for 3 or 4 days at that same time. So even if they didn't lose their home, they lost all the food in their freezers as well. So, you know, not people that may not normally be struggling with hunger were having a huge food loss at that time.
Oh, true, yeah. So you had all people who would not normally be in that situation suddenly being in it.
Right, right.
Let's take a call here. We have Harry and Wairika on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Denise Spade from Siskiyou Food Assistance.
Well, thank you very much. Our church, before we ran out of people, used to assist with the Grange hot food situations. And we gave 3 meals a week to the homeless. Now there's another group called the Tailgaters, mm-hmm. From one of the other churches, who are doing Sunday homeless lunches. However, the question that I've got is the apparent information that they're going to eliminate or at least restrict the amount of money that goes to Meals on Wheels, as well as other agencies that help the poor. Can you help on that? I will take my answer off the air. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Harry. Appreciate the call.
Actually, that's a different funding source, and we have in WEED, I know that they just started a tax for, and part of it was to be used for senior meals. So we're actually starting a program with that. We ourselves are not involved with it just because we don't have the facilities for it. But I don't know how that's affecting Madrone Hospice, which serves the North County. And I'm sorry, I don't have a better answer for you than that.
Okay, and I believe Meals on Wheels got shoved into the next budget intact, but we'll see what happens down the road. Help us understand, Denise, if people are eligible for programs like SNAP, which is CalFresh in California and Oregon Trail in Oregon, why do they need to visit a food bank anyway? Or are there some people who fall between the cracks there?
Well, part of it is, there's a couple different reasons for that. CalFresh can only provide so much, and sometimes it's only about $50 a month for food. If people are on SSI, which is Supplemental Security Income, and that's normally about $900 a month, their CalFresh benefit is rolled into that, so they don't qualify to get more CalFresh. So, you know, by the time you pay rent and, you know, whatever your kids may need or whatever with that amount of money, there's not much left, you know. And it's just, like I said, some of the prices are high, and it just makes it difficult. Some people don't know how to cook from scratch, and, I mean, they've just never learned. You know, we don't have home ec in schools anymore. There has been a big gap, you know, where we stopped teaching it because we had to teach computer science and spend that time doing that. And so a lot of people don't even know how to cook, you know, at the most basic level. So they depend on more expensive, more prepared type of foods.
Oh, so the things that come in boxes with their own make-your-own-sauce-with-milk kind of things are the ones they'll gravitate to, but you plop something raw in front of them, they wouldn't know what to do with it?
Yeah.
All right, so let's... I remember reading a while ago a study that showed a lot of dollars that could help are being left on the table, people not getting SNAP funds when they could be eligible, or TANF, the Temporary Assistance to Needy Families. Do you have any experience with knowing whether there's money being left on the table in South Siskiyou County?
Well, I know that actually some funds have been added to that program lately. And 2 weeks ago, we had some representatives from CalFresh at our pantry just to kind of let our clients know that that was available. But unfortunately, 70% of our people are on SSI, so there were very few people that they could reach to let them know that they may qualify as well. It's for people with different incomes, I guess, who aren't on SSI that are this new funding is available for.
All right. Denise Wade again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's the director of Siskiyou Food Assistance in WEED. We've been talking about Siskiyou County being the hungriest county in the region with a food insecurity rate of 19.6% in 2015 versus a national rate of 13.4%. I can just imagine on a regular basis it is a bit of a scramble to match supply with demand. Tell us about that end of it, just trying to make sure that when people are asking that you're able to provide.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, miracles happen, and and we're depending on that. Actually, right now, we're having a little trouble. We were budgeting for a grant that we had been awarded to us last July. We still haven't received the funds for that, so we had budgeted to be able to get that money. So we are just about out of money right now, and so any listeners who may be sensitive to this subject, we could sure use maybe monthly donors, maybe 20 or 50 if that's all you can do. That we really need that kind of support just for times like this. And then we also need some other things so that we can, right now our pantry is dependent for people to be able to get to us, but we need to be able to take the food out to them at times with severely disabled people. And so we need a vehicle. We need to be able to show that we can pay the insurance, you know, the fuel and everything. So that would be helpful. And also a centralized warehouse for us here in Siskiyou County. You know, one unfortunate thing about Feeding America, although we can buy food from them for, you know, an amazing cost, is that because we're in California, we are assigned to use only the Contra Costa warehouse. So we have to drive 4 or 5 hours south to pick up that food. And when our next warehouse is just a couple hundred miles closer in Medford. So, you know, we have been trying to reach out to them and saying, hey, you know, this is costing us more. So anyway, I was just trying to explain that we have fuel and transportation costs that maybe aren't such a problem in other areas.
Let me understand that again. So you actually could use the Medford warehouse, but you have to stick with the California one, and the closest one is in Contra Costa County?
Right.
Wow. Talk about keeping staff keeping volunteers motivated. I mean, you're helping people, but that also means seeing people with some serious needs, not all of which you can fulfill, I would think.
Right, right. Well, so far we've been able to do it just kind of barely scraping by, and I think the other food banks in the area are on the same, you know, doing the same way. But our volunteers are amazing. We have probably 40 volunteers that help in different ways on a regular basis. And they're motivated by the ability to make a difference for those people, you know. And so they're happily doing it without any pay. We try to make it fun every day. We're only open on Wednesdays, but we're open for 4 hours, and it takes 2 hours of prep just to, you know, go through all that produce and everything. And so we have a potluck every week. We, you know, we pray together, and we just ask for provision every week. And, you know, we just enjoy each other's company so much, and everybody kind of seems to just feel so happy when they're there. So, you know, I don't know that I could replace that with any amount of money if I was able to pay them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, an ongoing job, clearly. And how can people get a hold of Siskiyou Food Assistance so they want to help for some of the needs you've identified here?
Okay, so they can go to our website, siskiyoufoodassistance.org, and there's a link on there to be able to email us. Mm-hmm. And our phone number is area code 530-408-6115.
Mm-hmm. All right, Denise Spade, thanks for joining us from Siskiyou Food Assistance in Weed, and best of luck in the future keeping that hungry county fed.